Hello, my friends. It is a Wednesday. Hump day. Oh my goodness. We done made it to Wednesday, y'all. I hope y'all still surviving out there. Ooh, because I know it's hard. It's hard. But we're here. We're smiling. We're flourishing. We're here. And this is the Lit Southern Belle podcast with the one and only the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava. Hello, welcome. Happy Wednesday. Today we're talking about ride or dies. Is it dangerous to be one? Is it worth it to be one? Do you gain anything out of it? We'll talk about all that coming up soon after this. All right, my friends, we back. So the topic is ride or die. Why is it always praise? Is it overhyped? This and the third. Okay, let's get into this. What is a ride or die? Let's look, because people don't really know what a ride or die is. They're just like, I guess. But no, a ride or die is a term used to describe a person, usually a woman, that is willing to do anything for their partner, friend, or family, even in the face of danger. Ooh! So, that's a lot. It takes a special kind of person to willing to do any and everything, no matter how dangerous it may be, no matter how risky it may be, they will put their all into it. Okay. So that goes to my next question. Is it dangerous? Obviously, yes. It said in danger. But do you set yourself up to be hurt more that way? Yes. Because not everybody has a heart like yours. And it hurts when you figure that out and you find that out, because ride or dies usually put you as their top priority. They'll put you in the center of their concerns, even when they shouldn't, while you continue to put them wherever you feel, and it doesn't work. It's a lot. And I think, and the fact that the definition said usually a woman, it's really rare to see guys that are ride or dies. Guys just will dip and be gone. And I think that it's a lot. It's really a lot to just think about. I honestly, because people are like, people want ride or dies, but they don't want to be one. And that's what my good friend said when I was talking to him about this, because it's hard to talk about this topic because I personally define myself as a ride or die. Like, I will not be done with people until I'm ready to be done. I don't care how stupid I look, whatever. Like, I will not be done with people until I'm done. And that's just something that is a part of me. I won't be done until I'm ready to be done. And that's just that. My only thing is that I just hate sometimes that I push myself to the limit. I overextend myself when doing that. And a lot of ride or dies can say something about how, yeah, they sometimes don't know why they do what they do. They do it because they love that person. But also, my other question is it overhyped? Is it something that, like, and I asked my friends, they were like, it's actually underrated. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, and he goes back to his saying that everyone wants one but doesn't want to be one. Because it's hard. It's hard to be one. And it is. Oh, dear Jesus, it is. It is hard as fuck. And I can see why it would be hard. You're testing. It tests your patience, your love. It tests everything. It just tests how your endurance emotionally. And I think that sometimes some people just aren't equipped to have that type of endurance and to put up with all of that. And not saying that's awful, it's just, that's just how people are. And it causes those people who have that type of thing, they're like, okay, I don't put you first like you put me first, because I'm not that, I don't go that hard, I don't love that hard. Some people love that hard to the point where, I hate to say it, it affects their health. If you hurt them, they're done. They're just, ugh. So it's just a lot. I really, it's a lot to talk about. It's a lot to say. And like, I really want to talk about this topic with friends, really, actually, because I've not really had a lot of experience in being a ride or die. I know friendships, I'm a ride or die. Like, yeah, I'll forgive you. And then, like, yeah, that's my friend. You know, relationship-wise, nah. I ain't had that type of mentality yet. Because I've felt someone that's up there to be a ride or die for, you know. Yeah, you may be attached a little bit, but I don't know if it's ride or die worthy yet. I haven't seen those qualities in someone yet. This is a lot, and it kind of bothers me a little bit. And I think the reason why I talked about it is because I kept seeing reoccurring things about, you know, people's love stories about how they went through a lot, and they did this, that, and the third. So my question is, what's the difference between being a ride or die versus, is there a thin line between ride or die and struggle love? And if so, what crosses that line, really? Because, whew. All right, we back. And we bet, like Chance say. Okay. Is there a difference between struggle love and ride or die? Me personally, no. Because while you ride and die for that person, you're going through a lot. And there's going to be some parts where you struggle. Now, yes, I guess people like to compare it to our grandparents and our parents' days of where a woman went through a lot. They've been cheated on, stuff like that, and after 40, 50 years, they're still there. They're still going strong, I guess. It's just they had to grow from that and forgive and progress on from that. But also, too, they had to make sure they trusted them enough to, like, that they won't do it again. That's the scary part. And I know that usually people promote that, like, if it's not real love if you didn't go through shit, or you didn't go through this, that, and the third, or like, you didn't go through the roughest, the worst rough times, this, that, and the third. Is it really love? Yeah, it's still love. It's just, I don't have to put up with it. Some women feel now as like, I don't have to put up with that. I shouldn't have to struggle to get love. I shouldn't have to struggle for you to act right. It shouldn't take you a year, or it shouldn't take you like 5 to 6 months to act right and treat me right. If I've told you how I want to be treated, what's the difference? And I think that's a lot of, that's people realizing that those things don't come with love. Those things are not in the package. Like, women realize now that I can get what I want and someone will give it to me without asking, and I'm gonna wait for that. Instead of putting up with the bullshit, I'm gonna wait for that. Some women still think the traditional way that love evolves. It goes through rough patches and stuff like that, which I don't think is wrong. It does. But they also use that to suppress the fact that they're going through so much. And they're tolerating a lot of stuff that they really don't have to deal with and that they're better than. And it'd be like that. It really do. It's a lot. It's a lot. You know, I really don't know how to phrase this a lot, because it's taking a lot for me to process and unpack personally, because I'm just speaking from experience that, like, some people are not really a ride or die for you like you are for them, and it ends up resulting to that struggle of tug and pull with that person, really, because it's like you're trying to, like, I want to work on this, and they're like, I guess, and then you work on it, and doesn't get any better, and they want to be done, and it's kind of like, damn, you wanted to be done. Like, I just sat here and tried to, like, make stuff work. Like, what the fuck? Like, this is a waste. Anyway, it wasn't a waste, it was just a lesson of, like, they didn't want it as bad as you did, they didn't put it at their top priority list as you did, and they ain't built like you. In a way, you were too much for them to handle, and it's a compliment, take it, and just escort yourself out, really. It's hard to think like that, it's hard to do that, because usually when you have a lot of love in your heart for a person, those feelings don't just go away like that, and I think that's what makes it hard, that's what makes it really, really tough. And it's just, oh God, it's crazy. It's so fucking crazy. It's a lot. It's a lot. I have to actually bring this episode back with some friends, because, especially friends who've been in more relationships than I have, because I don't have much experience. I ain't seen much, I'm gonna be honest with you. I tell y'all this stuff as I go through it. I tell y'all this stuff as I go through it, and as I see it, and as I sit back and process it. Like I said, when I give out a rule book, these rules be coming from the folks above me. Ain't nothing new to this rule book. It's just from my perspective. My perspective just puts a little spin on it. Ain't nothing different, really. But, you know, I just want to leave you with one thing, though. Do you think of yourself as a ride or die? And if you're not a ride or die, how would you feel if you were in a relationship with someone who is a ride or die? How would you handle that? How would you, when you spot that they are a ride or die, how would you handle that? Would you, you know, straighten up, act right, value the fact that they still love you and they have that much love in their heart for you? They don't need you, they want you. Because to be wanted is such a feeling that is just so utterly flattering. They don't need you, they just want you. They know that they can be fine without you, but the fact that they want you, that says a lot about that person. And the fact that they keep loving you and keep forgiving you no matter what you, like, they literally love you unconditionally. That's rare. It's rare. All right, my friends, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope y'all can snatch a page from the rule book and apply it to your life. Yes. Okay, we're going to get down to business here. If y'all want to know what's going on with me, my personal life, y'all just want to be nosy, you can follow me on Instagram at Mimi Nava. So that's MIMI.NAVAH_. You can also follow me on Twitter at Mimi Nava. It don't change. And since that we reached 121 followers on the Lit Southern Belle Instagram, and the Instagram for that is the Lit Southern Belle, we have a whole Twitter, the Lit Southern Belle. Type it in. I post polls on there frequently, every day when bring up an episode, and just questions that pop into my mind. So if you want to go on there and vote, be active, comment your 2 cents underneath. I love to see what my audience thinks about these topics and, like, their own perspectives, because sometimes y'all's perspectives help me help you, and it just gives me a lot to think about. I love to sit and think. I love to sit and question myself. I'm a Pisces, I overthink everything, so hello. But no, guys, stay flourishing, my friends.